This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
What I forgot to tell you was the Commanders' news today that they went from Heinicke starting to now Sam Howell, the rookie, will start.
Mm-hmm.
Heinicke did something that you Michael K., no one would respect this less than you.
No, Michael K.
All right.
Heinicke supposedly went to the coaching staff and said they should start Howell.
I don't get that.
Is that the least K thing you've ever heard of?
It's the least professional athlete thing I've ever heard of.
Well, I did have one thought, though. I wonder if any part of him was thinking, you know what? You don't want to start me when it mattered. Don't worry about it. Play a rookie. Now, there's a chance that that was his approach. But considering he has a contract, he's still playing for a contract, Heinicke. Mm-hmm. Although I think we would all agree he's earned an NFL contract, right? Like, he's getting a deal somewhere.
I don't think he's a starting quarterback for the Commanders next year.
No. But he will be playing in the league and will have a contract that's a seven-figure contract.
I don't know. Maybe. Well, seven figures. Yeah, he'll make $1 million.
He'll make a couple million. Listen, if you look at his numbers for this year, it's unfathomable when guys like David Blow are starting this weekend that he wouldn't have a job, right? So maybe he felt comfortable.
Are you familiar with the work of David Blow?
I like that we say that like it's really his name now.
Right. It's Blow, by the way.
But maybe the logic was, I mean, he just actually thinks Howell deserves an opportunity and that he could maybe be a real future piece for this team. They've clearly shown, for as good as Heinicke's been, he's not the future of the team. I'm excited now. This goes from being I don't care about watching to must-see TV for me on Sunday.
Really?
I'm very excited about the kid, Sam Howell. I've been waiting for him to play all year. I love Heinicke. Love what he stands for. Love how he's been. Wentz should have never played, but I am excited to see if Howell can play.
Now, I want to send out congratulations to a guy who I think, as much as Met fans like him, I think he was underappreciated.
Oh.
And that's Wayne Randazzo.
Oh.
Wayne Randazzo officially today was named the television voice of the Los Angeles Angels.
Wow.
It's great for him. He has taken the long route, second fiddle to Howie, although they were great together. The Mets radio broadcast, outstanding. I was in the car a lot coming home from Yankee games, hearing them, top flight. And because Gary, Ron, and Keith are so revered.
Yeah.
And Howie is like a legend for the Mets, that Wayne kind of got lost in the furniture, but Wayne is great. And it's a really big hole in that booth. It's going to be interesting to see who the Mets bring in to work with Howie, but Wayne was the backup to Gary on TV, too. But he was so good, you knew that something big was going to come for
him. How old is he?
He's got to be in his maybe late 30s, could be 40s, I'm not sure. But great guy, and I'm so happy for him. He'll be working with Mark Gubiza, who's a friend, great, great color guy with the Angels for a long time. So congratulations
to
Wayne.
Who's he replacing?
They had a number of different people. Victor Rojas was there for years and then decided to get out of the business. And then they had Matt Vasgersian, Darren Sutton. A lot of people went through that job.
Mm.
But now it's Wayne Randazzo's job.
Congratulations. So
congratulations to him. He finally gets the big job, the lead job. That's what you always want.
It's a big change, though.
Yeah.
He's moving to Los Angeles,
absolutely.
Huh?
Absolutely. No, he's going to commute from Queens, I think.
I've heard.
Yeah.
That's going to be something.
By the way, the poll is up. And about 500 early votes, 67% think Don would beat up Rick in a fight. People, get your stuff together. Don is in extraordinarily awful shape.
Wayne is 38.
I mean, look at that. Lead TV job for the Angels.
That's what I was confused about, though, because you said he took the long
way. No, he did. Like, he worked in different markets and stuff like that.
Oh. You mean he's gone through a lot of, because he's still a young guy.
I think he worked in the minors for a long time.
Wow. Good for him, man.
Yeah, I'm really happy for him. He's a really good guy, too.
Congrats, dude.
Let's go to Ira in Staten Island. Ira, what do you think?
Hey, Michael. Hi, boys. How are you?
Good. How are
you? It's good, good. I don't know if you're going to agree with me. You know, I don't know how this thing's going to turn out. Who knows how his career is going to be with the Jets or, you know, with anybody else. But from day one, this thing wasn't handled right. Their intentions were good. You know, they hire LaFleur, they hire Calabrese, they bring in Greg Knapp. You know, it's a horrible tragedy. You know, the man lost his life, you know. But after that, they bring in Matt Kavanaugh. They bring in his personal coach, this guy Beck. You got four guys in his ear last year as a rookie. This kid's head had to be spinning. Now, this year, they end up just going with Calabrese and LaFleur. Like I said, I'm not saying that Wilson or making excuses for him, but as a career, how bad of a start as an organization do you hand this kid? I mean, if LaFleur and Calabrese were so qualified, why'd they have to hire Knapp in the first place?
Well, I mean, the Giants have given a bad hand to Daniel Jones, too. Even John Mara has agreed with that. But, Ira, let me ask you the main question. You've heard him. You've heard him on this air. Do you believe that Zach Wilson should be starting on Sunday?
If Mike White is hurting, if he's not mentally capable of it, no.
But doesn't that scare you? If he's not mental, he's 23 years old and healthy. How, mentally capable? Then you're talking about a fragile guy who'll never be an NFL quarterback.
But I hope that's not the case. But, you know, right now all signs are pointing that way. And I agree with Don. I think the Jets right now, I think they're just putting up signals that, you know, whatever they could recoup from this kid, they'll recoup. But, you know, just whether he's a Jet or whether he's not, he's a young man, a gifted athlete. I hope he could turn it around. But I just don't see it in New York.
Well, it's a bad whiff for the front office and for Saleh. You can't waste the second pick of the draft.
You don't mean a bad smell.
No, it's a bad whiff, like a swing and a miss. Did you see the story? Talk about a mother's protecting her cub. Mm. All right, so Danielle Reyna.
Oh, yeah.
So she's the wife.
This should have been ENN. My apologies.
Of Claudio Reyna, who was a former United States men's national team captain. And she's the mother of the current international player, Gio. And Greg Berhalter, the USMNT coach, got her ticked off because he made comments about her son after the team's elimination from the 2022 World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So he made the comments, and she said, all right, you're going to rip my son? Then she went to the United States Soccer Sporting Director, Ernie Stewart, and told him about a situation with domestic violence involving Greg Berhalter from like 20 years ago. From 20 years ago. So essentially, this guy's going to lose his job, whether he should or shouldn't. That's your decision to make. Danielle Reyna said in a statement on Wednesday, I thought it was especially unfair that Gio, who had apologized for acting immaturely about his playing time, was still being dragged through the mud when Greg had asked for and received forgiveness for doing something so much worse at the same age.
Oh, man. It's an awkward thing to comment on because you certainly don't want to sound like you're defending the alleged actions.
It was 30 years ago.
But that's an interesting approach.
It is an amazing story. Amazing story.
Yeah, this is very Real Housewives of U.S. Soccer.
Now, U.S. Soccer did not receive any details about the claims against Berhalter until December 11th when an executive was informed in a phone call with Claudio and Danielle Reyna that Berhalter, 49, had a past domestic violence incident, sources told ESPN. Well, that's on U.S. Soccer for not, like, doing their due diligence on the guy.
Yeah. Or did they know and decide to move forward anyway? And did they provide, like, some insight personally that they know? Or was it just, like, a story?
Well, here's what Berhalter said. During the World Cup, an individual contacted U.S. Soccer saying that they had information about me that would take me down. An apparent effort to leverage something very personal from long ago to bring about the end of my relationship with U.S. Soccer. And then he goes on to say, in the fall of 1991, I met my soulmate. I had just turned 18 and was a freshman in college when I met Rosalind. One night, while out drinking at a local bar, Rosalind and I had a heated argument that continued outside. It became physical, and I kicked her in the legs. Berhalter said the authorities were never involved and that he sought counseling afterward. Couple reconciled 7 months later, subsequently married, and they have four children.
Okay. Well, this is going to be a... How is this really going to play out? They're really going to fire him?
They could.
Wait, because of a drunken fight with his now wife 30 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, if you want to fire him because they just were bad against the Netherlands, that's fine. Although, listen, most people feel this team overachieved.
They went as far as people really can expect.
No, now, people thought they looked better than they did.
Daniel Reyna said in response to what he said, without going into detail, the statements from yesterday significantly minimized the abuse on the night in question. Rosalind Berhalter was my roommate, teammate, and best friend, and I supported her through the trauma that followed. It took a long time for me to forgive and accept Craig afterward, but I worked hard to give him grace and ultimately made both of them and their kids a huge part of my family's life. I would have wanted and expected him to give the same grace to Gio. That is why the current situation is so very hurtful and hard. Now, one thing about what she did, you knew that this took place. You never said a word until it affected your son. So the fact that there was domestic abuse between these two.
You obviously were over that.
That you were fine with that. You were going to let that go and not tell U.S. Soccer. But as soon as Gio was not treated the way you wanted him to be treated, then you said, well, let me take him down. That doesn't really.
I'm sorry. That's rough.
That's rough. That doesn't really pass the smell test. If you knew about this and then they were going to hire Berhalter to be the coach years ago and you step forward and go, no, this can't be the case. You're doing this vindictively because he didn't treat your son well.
Also, real quick, the support you had for his wife, are you still supporting her? Do you think is she in favor of you attempting to have him lose his job?
They just celebrated their 25th anniversary together, Berhalter and his wife, and have four kids. Well, this season marks the 50th anniversary of New York Islanders hockey, and Peter's wearing the jersey. For some reason, they didn't send me one. Not a smart move by them.
Well, they didn't send one to me either. This is Dave's jersey.
I know, but he won't wear it. He looks down upon it. To help celebrate, we're giving away tickets to the January 12th matchup against the Minnesota Wild at UBS Arena. To enter, download the free ESPN New York app, scroll down to contest, submit your entry, and it's brought to you by the New York Islanders. Join in on the fun this season by grabbing your tickets at NewYorkIslanders.com. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. I'll put it out there right now, Peter. Of every professional sports team in New York, if they sent me a jersey, I would wear it on the show. The only team that I would not do that for would be the New York Mets.
Right, on principle.
I'm the voice of the Yankees. I can't very well wear the Met jersey. It would be a bad look.
It would be a bad look.
I'll wear a Jet jersey, a Giant jersey, Rangers, Islanders, Devils. I've already worn the Devils.
Yep.
NYCFC, Red Bulls, just send them my way.
So you're just out here schnurring
for
jerseys.
You send that stuff. I'll
wear it.
I'm not schnurring because I wouldn't wear it out like in public. I'd wear it on the air.
To show support.
To help celebrate a New York team. Wow. And the Islanders send it to Dave Rothenberg? Really? What are you thinking?
It's a bad job by them.
And you know that Rothenberg is a huge Ranger fan and a psycho.
That's all very good points.
All right, think about that, Islanders. We'll take a break. Maybe the jersey can be droned here in the next 2 minutes, and I'll put it on right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You know, if you follow me, I hate the rule in baseball in extra innings to have a runner start at second base.
I mean, I'm not a fan either.
But I believe that the U.S. House should, after all these votes for Speaker of the House, the next vote there should be a runner at second base just to expedite this process. What do you think?
I hear you.
Yeah, just have a runner.
By the way, I got to tell you, I've barely been paying attention to
it. Look at you. You've grown away from politics.
Is it like just a complete embarrassment nationally?
It shows a lack of unity.
Okay. It shows major division.
Yes.
Is that a division, way of putting it?
Yeah. Major division.
What are your plans tonight?
Go home.
Okay. Beyond that?
Go to bed at night.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You?
Natalie made some chili.
Really?
Yeah, she's a little upset with me.
Why?
Because I ordered this chili mix from this restaurant in Maryland that I love called Hard Times. And Natalie doesn't have the same spice palette that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, is this going to be super spicy? Can I eat it? And I said, oh, no, I don't think it's that bad. And she just texted me to say she cannot eat it. It is all mine.
Really?
Not
and
my...
then she also has to deal with the ramifications of you eating spicy chili. So it's not a good night for this woman.
Listen, I hope those ramifications don't play out.
They will.
It's turkey chili. Who knows?
Oh, okay. So it's healthy.
It's not about turkey chili is healthy.
Okay, I'll play.
Well, hold on. What do you think's in turkey chili?
Turkey.
Okay. Let's low fat ground turkey.
Right. So I said it's healthy.
Oh, I thought you were mocking me.
No, it's healthy.
It is healthy. What are your plans tonight?
It's chili. Go home. What would my plans be? I live Groundhog
sometimes,
Day.
Sometimes you and Jody go to a movie premieres.
Right. No, today it's just go home. Hopefully there's no traffic on the West Side Highway.
Did you guys watch Fleischman's in Trouble?
No.
Very good.
I'm watching the show I love.
Tulsa King.
One more show to go.
I'm watching it. Oh, you know what I just finished too?
What?
Finally finished Severance.
Really?
Tremendous. I don't think you could get through. I don't think you're bright enough to get through the first several episodes.
I'm not bright enough.
I think your attention span. I mean, listen, I watched the first four, was bored by it, didn't watch it again for 9 months.
Right.
Watched 5 through 9. Truly, anyone out there listening knows, the last few episodes of Severance is some of the best TV I have seen in years. Fantastic.
Wow.
I think you're moved by it right now. I think you're going to watch it.
I will not.
All right.
I don't. You know, there's too many streaming services now.
But you have that one, don't you?
Which one?
It's on Apple.
I do have Apple.
Yeah, Severance on Apple. Enjoy yourself.
I think I will. Sid in Riverdale. Sid.
Hey, Mike. Michael, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, Peter.
Hey there.
Great. Big Yankee fan. I just like to get your opinion on this Brian Sabian hire. What does this mean for the Yankees moving forward? And what's on my mind, and maybe you can unscramble my brain a little bit. You know, when Hal was talking about the process and results, now getting Brian hired, wouldn't that tell you that the result of the process was not working?
Sid, but Hal didn't...
Am I missing something?
Yeah, you are. Hal didn't hire Brian. Brian, Cashman hired Brian. And I mentioned this yesterday. This is not a big deal. What you did was bring in a really smart baseball man that Brian Cashman can bounce ideas off of him, and Sabian could give him an ear on that, and Brian can bounce ideas off of Cashman. It's totally collaborative. Brian has a lot of smart people around him. That's what makes him a good GM. He's got Jim Hendry. He's got Tim Nehring. He's had in the past Kevin Towers. I mean, this is what he does. He brings in really smart people, which gives him more ideas.
I disagree.
And why?
I believe that this is a plan from Brian Sabian to usurp power from Cashman, eventually taking over not only the GM position, but then by way of an actual coup d'etat,
become Speaker of the House.
No, will take over the Yankees organization and own the team. That's just my personal hunch. I'm not saying violence won't be involved. I'm not saying it won't be.
Right.
Sabian takes over the team. And in fact, one day changes the name of the team.
To the New York Sabians.
To the New York Sabians. So the team as you know it is dead. The Yankees are dead. It's the Sabians. God, people.
Is that right?
You've
got to tell people that you're kidding. Because there will be people that will think that you're telling the truth.
I heard Rosenberg say that the team isn't going to be called the Yankees.
People are out of their minds. Oh, my God.
They're really making a big deal.
But I blame you. I blame you.
Why me? Why is it my fault?
Every line is full. You picked up the Sabian. You knew what that was going to be.
But my point is, I know every sport at an expert level.
Sure,
but
do.
Nobody knows baseball more than me.
Well, not and the Yankees in particular.
Right. So
you're a little bit of an insider.
People started to get giddy when Brian Sabian got hired as an advisor, not an assistant, an advisor. And they started, this is the beginning of the end for Cashman. Now, the 4-year contract he just signed, that didn't mean anything. And the fact that he hired Sabian, I'm just trying to educate people. That's all I'm doing, Peter.
I hear you. It was a big nothing burger.
Why would you go with chili and not put meat in it? Why would you have turkey?
Because I want it to be healthier. Beef is more fattening. The turkey is leaner.
Right.
Still tastes good. You have the spice. You have black beans.
I've
never had chili in my life.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I think that's something you should change.
Really? Why?
I think chili is delicious. I don't think
it would definitely give me acid reflux and heartburn. Why would I need that?
Why would it definitely do that?
Because that's the way I'm built. When I have wings, I know I'm sacrificing some acid reflux.
And burgers? What about burgers?
No, no. Unless I have sautéed onions
on it,
which I love.
But black beans? Beans?
Well, I've never had beans in my life.
Anthony, you agree. Chili's delicious, no?
I very much enjoy chili.
Yeah,
really?
So you throw a little sprinkle of cheese on top, little sour cream on the side.
Interesting.
A dollop, take some Fritos.
So what is your fiance going to eat since she can't eat this?
I don't know. I told her I'd bring her whatever she wants, but she said she's going
to
figure
Jacob's
it out.
Why don't you go to Jacob's Pickles? That's your favorite.
I mean, Jacob's is a very serious meal for a midweek.
Then go to Blondie's and pick up some wings for her.
We're being on a health kick. It's a new year.
Yeah, but you're having chili.
Turkey, you just said it was, it's low
it's
fat.
It's healthier than meat chili.
No, turkey
anyway, we're
chili
pick this
is healthy.
Tomorrow, Knicks are coming up next. See you, everybody.
What are your plans tonight?
Go home.
Okay, beyond that.
Go to bed at night.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.